This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. For the first time in National Hockey League history, its biggest annual outdoor game will be in Dallas. The New Year's Day Winter Classic between the Stars and the Nashville Predators will be played in the Cotton Bowl. We take a look behind the scenes. As the Stars practice in their Frisco facility, they're breaking in new uniforms and stiff gloves they'll wear tomorrow. The retro-style logo isn't just a marketing prop. It recalls the 1940s Dallas Texans hockey team, one of many professional hockey teams that have played in Texas. Like it or not, though, Stars general manager Jim Neal knows in North Texas, football is supreme. So it's a big deal for players and fans that the NHL's Winter Classic will be played outdoors in a storied football stadium.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. The first time you play in one, it's a special, special event. Everybody's going to have family there, they're going to have friends there, and then you walk out into the stadium and you see all these people and how expansive it is. It's an event. It's a game, but it's an event that everything happens around.
Only six current Stars played in outdoor NHL games. When he was with San Jose, Joe Pavelski played in the 49ers football stadium.
When you get out in that stadium and the stands are far apart and the sky's out there, it's pretty cool just how big it is. Just you feel that space similar to skating on a lake, just outside backyard rink where, you know, you look up and there's nothing above you. And then when you do look out of the stands, it's just amazing the mass of people that are out there.
That mass of hockey fans may rise above 85,000 tomorrow, more than four times the size of a sold-out American Airlines Center. And officials aren't worried about the temperature, expected to be in the 50s. The portable rink will easily keep the ice frozen throughout the game. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.